Hello again, welcome back to the Football Spy Show, sponsored by our friends at the car giants Renault. Arsenal have so far dominated the show since the start of the summer. It's no different today in our first transfer roundup. The Gunners are currently on the Malaysia leg of their Asia tour, and the word coming back this morning is that both Cesc Fabregas and Samir Nasri will stay at the club. Go to the Mirror Football website for full details from our reporter John Cross out there. For me, with Nasri, I'd understand keeping him, as Arsenal just do not want to sell to either Manchester United or Manchester City. But I'd be very, very surprised if Cesc Fabregas was still at Arsenal by the end of the window, given that he's been very open about the fact that he wants to join Barcelona. I'd like to know what you think. Would you keep two unhappy players? Would you sell one, keep the other? Would you risk an unhappy dressing room by not just cashing in? Get in touch via Twitter, on Mirror Football, on YouTube, or on our email, spy@mirror.co.uk. Let's spin you through a few of the other tales during the rounds this morning. The battle for Luka Modric has taken a sensational twist today, with the Spurs chairman Daniel Levy saying that he's not going to sell. Modric now accusing Levy of breaking a promise to sell him this summer and threatening to hand in a transfer request. Here's the Sun. Again, me personally, once a player says he wants to join a specific club, in Modric's case Chelsea, then there surely can be no future for him at the club he's playing for. Spurs fans, what would you do? Would you make him rot in the reserves, as Levy's threatened to do? Surely not an option, really, is it? Let me know. YouTube, Mirror Football, on Twitter, or via our email, spy@mirror.co.uk. I must just tell you, a lot of stories coming out of Holland today suggesting Manchester United are in preliminary talks with Inter Milan for the transfer of Wesley Sneijder. Very much early days with that one, but will be very interesting to see whether they can pull it off. Back to the Mirror with Spurs, and Levy ready to hijack Arsenal's move for the Blackburn defender Chris Samba. Lots of you have already expressed your view that the Aston Villa winger Stuart Downing is horrendously overpriced at £18 million. Well, the Sun say that Villa actually want £20 million, but it looks very much as though Liverpool have got that one shot to pieces. Curious from West Ham this morning. The Mail say Scott Parker looks set to join Aston Villa this week. But more fascinating, the West Ham chairman David Gold, he's used Twitter to warn rival clubs to stay away from the midfielder Jack Collison. I'm not sure I've ever seen transfer policy dictated by any club on Twitter before. That YouTube video seems to have done Owen Hargreaves the power of good. Sven at Leicester already expressed an interest. Now the Express saying that Roy Hodgson at West Brom is very interested indeed. We told you a couple of weeks ago about the teenage terror, Suleiman Koulibaly, who's been tearing up trees at the Mini World Cup. He's only 16. He plays for the Italian club Siena, but Real Madrid saw enough to send scouts to have a look at him. Arsenal also had a tickle. Now the Times saying that Manchester United are tracking him. We'll keep you informed indeed as to who wins the race for his services right here on Football Spy. Time for your messages, and you've been inundating us as usual. Jake from Melbourne in Australia says, well done to Daniel Levy for standing firm on Luka Modric. But let's be honest, no Spurs fan wants to see a player stay at the club who wants out. Just sell him to Chelsea, get it over with. There are plenty of replacements out there, and he served us well for the last three seasons. Let's get stuck into the transfer market and try to sign Johan Gerkov from Lyon. On the Mirror Football website, Radar's asking, who's looking at Eto, and is he still going to move to England? Well, Manchester City been in for him, but Inter want to keep him, and at this stage it would appear that Inter winning that fight. City offered a swap deal involving Tevez. Still a long way to go in the window, though. To the Josh Coyne, no. If I were United, I'd play Nani over Valencia. Nani's got more variation to his game for me, got more end product as well, in my opinion. Erpsy thinks Liverpool should move for the Lyon wingback Michel Bastos. And on Twitter, @FootballSpy, lots of you, including Atal Canel and King Kia, think Chelsea should bite PSG's hands off for the £9 million that they're offering for the Chelsea striker Nicolas Anelka. Take you around Planet Football for our global roundup. In France, L'Equipe reporting that the German champions Borussia Dortmund are about to make a £9 million bid for the Sochaux star and newly capped France international Marvin Martin. In Germany, lots of clubs, including Arsenal, Inter, AC Milan and Juventus, keen on the Bayer Leverkusen midfielder Arturo Vidal. We've done it before on the show. He's 24. He's rated as one of the best players in the Bundesliga. And he's got just 12 months left on his contract. Express say that although Leverkusen have turned down a £9 million bid from AC Milan, they do want to sell this summer. So watch that particular space. Also in Germany, the Hamburg manager Frank Arnesen admits he's keen on signing the Rosenborg midfielder Per Kilian Skjelbred. The Brazilian newspaper The Lancet has revealed that the Santos right-back Jonathan Moreira is all set to complete a move to Inter Milan. The Swedish paper Aftonbladet is reporting that lots of European clubs are keen on the Swedish 21-year-old midfielder Nicholas Hoult. Very, very popular indeed he is. In Scotland, Rangers are closing in on a deal to sign the defender Raul Rodriguez from Espanyol. He's 23. Also, Rangers fullback Sasa Papac has told the club's website that he would love to see the Aston Villa defender Carlos Cuela make a return to Ibrox. The Press Association reporting that although he's been offered to a number of clubs, Roma have no intention of selling striker Mirko Vucinic this summer. Also in Italy, time for your daily Javier Pastore update, because the Palermo president Maurizio Zamperini is again telling anyone that will listen that the player is for sale and that they'd better get in with their offers quick, sharp. Some lower league tidbits for you. Lee Bowyer's joined Ipswich on a free transfer. That's been confirmed this morning. Steve McLaren meeting 35-year-old George Boateng today to discuss a shock move to Nottingham Forest. Doncaster and Reading have targeted the Sheffield United midfielder Lee Williamson. He's 29. He's going to be allowed to leave Bramall Lane on a free transfer to cut the wage bill. And Peterborough chasing Preston striker Chris Brown. He's 26. He's a free agent. He scored 17 goals in 91 appearances since going to the club in 2008 from Norwich. And Charlton boss Chris Powell has signed his former Leicester teammate Michael Morrison on a 3-year deal from Sheffield Wednesday for £250,000. Back to the Premier League, and as you may know by now, Arsene Wenger has confirmed Arsenal have signed the little winger Gervinho, so got some good news for once for all of you Gunners out there. More good news as well, because Sporting Lisbon and Borussia Dortmund have offered to take Nicholas Bentner, that striker who doesn't score goals, off the hands of Arsenal. That's on the Mirror Football website. More bad news for Spurs, however. The long-time Spurs target Leandro Damião has signed a new long-term contract at Internacional. But then again, Modric did sign a new long-term contract at Spurs last summer. Liverpool could yet have some luck shifting the injury-prone midfielder Alberto Aquilani. Lots of reports coming out of Italy today that Fiorentina are very interested in taking him as long as the two clubs can come to an agreement on the transfer fee and the wages. The Man City defender Micah Richards has dismissed speculation that he's holding out for a £100,000 a week deal before he signs a new contract. Spurs having a look at him. The Porto defender Rolando admits he'd love to join his former boss André Villas-Boas at Chelsea. Keep your entries to our new competition coming in. We want to know the Premier League team that signs the most players by the end of the window. Get it right, and if we pick you, then you win the shirt of your choice. Remember to tell us the country that you're writing in from. On our email, spy@mirror.co.uk, Omar Ali says Liverpool. Andrew Guiva says Arsenal. On our Twitter feed, @footballspy, Barra Brennan's in Ireland, and he says Sunderland. On the Mirror Football website, Cap T says Norwich, and a couple more for you, because on YouTube, Chop Chop Beats says Manchester United. Remember to keep all of your entries coming in. We don't need a number. I got it wrong last week. They told me off. We don't need a number. We just need the team. So blame me if you put a number on there before. Just the team from now on. We only need the team that's going to sign the most players by the end of the window. Now, the Football Spy Show is back with you on Wednesday. Well, we're busy putting a few things together for you. So we're back on Wednesday morning and not tomorrow. But until then, I'll see you then.